عز وجل.
We continue our theme, ليالي. The fact that life is, as the Quran says, ليبلوكم, a test. And among the tests of life for each individual are the skills, the challenges, the trials, the tribulations, the talents, the abilities, the knowledge, the position, the possession, the authority, the power that each one has. All of these are part of the Allah who has made you vicegerents, managers, inheritors of the earth. He has positioned you in ranks. He has positioned you in ranks in order that he may test you in what he has granted for you. What this illustrative verse indicates is that people are of different levels, or darajat, as the verse says. Levels of capacity, or levels, should however not be negatively construed or understood that some people are superior to others. Rather, acknowledge the fact that because each person is unique, each person is somewhat special. Each situation may be different, and all circumstances are not the same. You of 1 year, ask a student who failed the course at university. If you want to know the value of 1 month, ask a mother who has given birth to a premature baby. If you want to know the value of 1 hour, ask a lover waiting to meet the beloved. If you want to know the value of a minute, ask the person who just missed the bus. If you want to know the value of a second, ask someone who just escaped death in an accident. And if you want to know the value of a millisecond, ask the person who came second in the Olympics. Context may differ, but significance depends upon the context sometimes. One of the most negative things that people do, that we do, is comparing ourselves to others in a disparaging and in a reproachful manner. And sometimes we do this to other people, we do it even to our children, comparing them negatively with other people. And this negative assessment of the self makes people pessimistic, makes them feel hopeless, makes them feel useless almost. Instead of that, if you look at nature, both the lion and the shark are outstanding hunters, but the lion cannot hunt in the ocean. Just because a shark cannot hunt on land does not make him less of a hunter. Both have their value and status as hunters, but each one in their own territory, within their own context, where the capacity comes to the fore. So different things have different significances, but each one in his own context, giving a bunch of flowers to a loved one is not the same that a rose can make a better salad. Each has its own value in its own context, and thus value comes from the inherent capacity of a person and of a thing. We can reflect on the word, فَإِذَا رُتَاحَ الضَّمِيرِ ارْتِفَاعَ الْمَقَامِ. He said, do not look for your self-worth in the eyes of other people or in comparison with other people. Look for your worth within your own consciousness. Firstly, the realization that different people are in different situations, yet each and every one is unique and each one significant, valuable in his or her own context. Two, life is a test, and each of us are part of the test, and each one of us is being tested according to what we have been granted. We only pass the test with faith if we do the best we can with what we have from wherever we are. And Allah will hold us accountable to the extent of our capacity. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. I don't test you, I don't put you in a position of difficulty without the capacity for you to be able to handle it. Thirdly, in a world so highly critical of everyone, of hope rather than gloom and despair, instead of being overcritical of ourselves, looking down upon ourselves or looking down upon others, being buried in negativity, let us inspire ourselves with goodness and let's inspire others with positivity. so that we look up to Allah and be elevated by being the best that we can be in any given situation. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله.